8. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me with something.
Well, I guess that depends on the problem. What's your question?
I want to get signed up for work study again next semester. Can you check my financial aid status and see if I'll still be eligible?
Sure. You'll still be able to qualify, but unfortunately, my information says that the deadline for applying was on the, 29th. Unfortunately, a deadline's a deadline. There's nothing we can do about that.
Wait a sec. What is today? I thought it was the 27th.
It is, but the deadline was actually last month, not this month. I'm sorry, but that means you won't be getting any work study. Once the deadline is passed, there's really no way to submit a work study application and get all of the required processing, signatures, and approval done. It's really a very strict deadline.
Oh, well, I work in the admissions office and I really enjoy it. Isn't there some way to still get work study?
No, there's not. I wish I could help, but there's really not anything I can do, and I have more bad news. I used to work in the admissions office when I was still a student here, and they don't allow non-work study students to work there.
Maybe they could make an exception, you know, since I still qualify for work study, but I didn't apply in time. I already know the job and I like it a lot. Plus, it's my last semester. I would rather not have to learn a brand new job for just one semester.
Let me think for a minute. You might be able to file a petition for exception with the Director of Admissions. You have to fill out the petition and then write a brief essay about why you should be granted the exception. They look at your work record, your grades, and your character, and then make a decision based on the composite. You know, how good of an employee and student you are.
Okay, I should be considered a pretty good employee, and I have a 4.0 grade average. Then what?
Well, if you check out, they may decide to let you go ahead and keep working there. But you should know, it's pretty rare for them to grant a petition of exception to the work-study rule. Generally, they prefer to keep those positions open for students who are actually receiving work-study aid. There are a lot of good positions that are for students that don't qualify for work-study. In fact, if you check around, you might be able to find one you like better. There may even be a different kind of position open in the admissions office. A lot of times, the different departments will have several different positions, and only a few of them are work-study. At least that way, you wouldn't have to change offices or work environment. You'd still be working with the same people.
I guess that might work. I'd still like to keep my other job, though. Do you think you could get me one of those petition forms? I'm going to fill it out, and if my petition for exception is refused, then I'll think about finding another job. Hopefully that won't happen. It'll be accepted and I'll have my old job back.
That would be nice. Here's that form. Now, make sure you include your entire work history at the university. So if you've ever had a work-study job in another department, put it down under work experience, and you'll also want to make sure to fill out the part about your current course load and your major and minor. The department directors like to know that stuff, so that they can determine whether the job you're doing is applicable to your major.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Not that I'm aware of. You might include a couple of references. After you submit the form, you'll probably have to wait about a week while they check into everything. Then they'll contact you and interview you about your petition. You should have some idea about whether they have approved it or not by the end of the week after next.
Thanks for all your help.
1. What is the employee's attitude when he says this?
Sure, you'll still be able to qualify, but unfortunately, my information says that the deadline for applying was on the, 29th. Unfortunately, a deadline's a deadline. There's nothing we can do about that.
Two. Which of the following best describes the student's attitude when the employee suggests that she change jobs? Three. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Do you think you could get me one of those petition forms? I'm going to fill it out, and if my petition for exception is refused, then I'll think about finding another job. Hopefully that won't happen. It'll be accepted and I'll have my old job back.
What can be inferred about the student?